For you, was that the biggest narrative out of the game, the offensive line woes of KC?
Well, going in, if you figure out that it seems like that are always seem to be won in the trenches, and the way the Buccaneers got into the Super Bowl is they had great pressure from Shaq Barrett and Jason Pierre-Paul on the other side in the two playoff games leading up to the Super Bowl. And then Kansas City loses their best tackle and Eric Fisher to an Achilles. So, you know, you got two tackles out there that are backups and going against two guys that are really hot.
Dan, what can a quarterback do? I mean, obviously he's running for his life. He's doing everything he can to make plays, but the coaching staff isn't really making adjustments to adjust the coverage. What can a quarterback do in that situation where he's just under siege every play?
Well, you know what we didn't see much yesterday was any quick passing from Kansas City. Very little three-step drop, very few rollouts that were planned rollouts. I mean, he was under such tremendous pressure throughout the day. But as you said, I don't think they made the proper adjustments when they had to, because they had to know that they were going to be in trouble with that offensive line. It's been a problem with injuries the second half of the season for Kansas City. So I would have liked to have seen you give Mahomes a little bit better chance, get the ball in Tyreek Hill's hands quickly before they can double him, and then see what happens.
On the other side, what did you see out of Tom Brady and his offense?
Well, just, you know, it's almost a rerun of Brady's career in big games where they run the ball very well, they play action pass, and when you play action and because you've been running the ball well, it brings the linebackers closer to the line of scrimmage. That opens up crossing routes down the field, and it was opening up Gronkowski yesterday, and he had a huge day as well. So it's just the way, the formula, if you will, for Tom Brady, year after year, and especially in big games.
We know about the Super Bowl titles and the wins and everything else, but who is the best quarterback you've ever seen play?
Oh, you know, I'm a big fan of Johnny Unitas back in the day. I mean, obviously, at his time and his era, he was the best. You know, Montana had a good run, obviously, with his Super Bowl successes. But when you add up the numbers, it's ridiculous to even think about anybody else, because nobody has come close to Brady's numbers, and nobody ever will.
What the Chargers have had some pretty good quarterbacks in the past, Dan. We know about that. What do you think about Justin Herbert this year?
Loved it. Loved every minute of it. You know, we went to the same school, so yeah. I like that. And then he gets drafted by my old team. I like that. And then he performed so well. And he surprised a lot of people. But he didn't surprise people that have been watching him for years and years at the University of Oregon. Great young man. Got a tremendous future. And I just couldn't be happier for him.
That's the voice of Dan Fouts, former NFL great, and you hear him on some broadcasts as well, joining us here on Cofield and Company. You know, you did not like the Raiders, I'm guessing, when you were a player back in the day, with good reason. Seen a lot of those films. There's a lot of aggression from that Raiders defense. But what are your thoughts about them playing in Las Vegas now?
Well, I'd love to be able to watch them in person, you know, and I'm hoping that that will happen in the near future. It's strange. I mean, it was strange when they went to L.A. Then it was strange when they went back to Oakland. And now I got to say this is a little bit strange, but my Chargers aren't even in San Diego anymore. I guess that's just the life in the NFL at this time.
Do you hate that?
I'm not crazy about it, but I'll get over it. You know, if you look at both Oakland and San Diego, they didn't really step up to the plate for the teams. They could make a deal with the owners. The owners could make a deal with the cities. And so both sides are wrong. But, you know, that's life.